Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. I don't know what this is a sign of, but I got to loosen my pants to sit
like,
in this
looks
chair.
Like too much pumpkin pie.
Pecan.
Oh, pecan pie.
At Romero household, it's turkey and pecans and stuffing. And have you ever had a turducken?
I only know about it from John Madden.
Oh,
it's
man.
A turkey that's got a, it's boneless.
Right.
And you've got a duck shoved inside of it that's boneless and a chicken shoved inside of it that's boneless. And then you pump it full of crawfish or stuffing and you just slice it. So when you've got this slice of meat on your plate, it's a turkey and a duck and a chicken all together, just full of dressing. It's a Cajun delicacy. And it's always served at Thanksgiving time at the Romero household, of course, with your deep fried turkey that's boiled at 325 degrees in oil, peanut oil, for 3.5 minutes. And
how do the neighbors feel about all that, you know, turkey scent in the air?
Aroma.
That's aroma. The
they usually come in with their plates going, yeah, I'll try that.
So as we're sitting around here on Saturday after Thanksgiving, recovering from our trip to feigned coma, mm-hmm. we thought, who better to have on this Saturday's broadcast of Rosie on the House than the Arizona Highways editor, because we've got plenty of time to sit.
Yeah, it's a good.
And instead of staring at the walls, we could stare at some incredible imagery. And this coming month, December's edition of Arizona Highway, we have Robert Steve joining us. And before we get to the contents of the pictures and the stories behind the pictures, let's talk about the man who took a lot of these pictures in December's edition.
Yeah, we've dedicated our December issue to the late Senator Barry Goldwater, who, you know, all your listeners, you know about his history in terms of his run for the presidency and his many terms in office as a senator.
And maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't.
Let's talk a little bit about that leading up to just some highlights of his career points. You had mentioned senator.
Yeah, going way back, his family came to Arizona generations before he was born, and they were in the mercantile business and had, stores around the state. So Barry kind of grew up in a family that was, you know, really a pioneer family here in Arizona. And by the way, I'm going to call him Barry because he would not like to be referred to as Mr. Goldwater. I've had several conversations with his family and, in fact, asked them when we were putting this issue together, should I call him Mr. Goldwater throughout? And they, you know, how would he feel about it? And they gave me one of those looks like, no, he'd want to be Barry. So,
are you just trying to summons him out of his grave to come haunt you? Call him Barry.
Well, wouldn't that be a coup for your show this morning? So he was a part of Arizona before it was even a state. Barry was born a couple of years before Arizona gained statehood, and you know what I know about Barry is that his mother, in particular, was very adventurous, and Barry had two siblings, and his mother would take these three kids out on all these adventures. I think, you know, Dad was busy running the department store, and eventually did, you know, become Goldwater's department store, which a lot of people in the Valley will remember. But his mother, in particular, was a great influence on the young man as it relates to getting him out into the outdoors. Introducing him not just to the landscape and the, you know, the wilderness of Arizona, but also its people. And so he grew up very early on with an appreciation for Arizona's people and landscape.
And this mercantile business that they had, was it where in the Arizona was it, or was it all over the state?
You know, the first location I believe was along the Colorado River, actually in the western part of the state. And then they eventually had stores in, Prescott, and like any business, it grew and eventually became a very, very popular department store throughout Arizona.
So growing up in Arizona, this is a time when the population of the state was less than the town of Tempe.
Right.
Selling mercantile goods.
Mm-hmm.
joins the Army.
He did join the Army.
Fights in both World War II and in Korean War. I mean, I don't know what it engaged battles, but I know he was in the service during both of those engagements. Mm-hmm. Comes back to Arizona and decides, I'm going to run for political office because I have no idea what leads this sense of adventure to an isolation inside Congress halls.
Well, I actually know the answer to that, and you're right. He was a veteran and was a pilot and had you know won all kinds of medals for his valor in overseas situations. But what happened with him in terms of getting into politics in 1940? He, along with Nevels, who was a famous river runner up in the Colorado River, Norman Nevels, Barry went along with him, and they retraced John Wesley Powell's trip down the Green and Colorado Rivers. And it was a long trip. You know, today we take a trip, and it's 21 days, and we think it's a long time. This was a very long trip back in that era. And they actually had to build their own boats, and Barry was very hands-on. And he had young kids at home, and he was hesitant to leave them, but this was sort of a lifelong dream that he had, and he was still a young man at that point. But so in the process of making this long trip down the river, he took along a motion picture camera, and, you know, the Cole brothers from the Grand Canyon, famous for their video that they made in the early, 1900s, a black and white film, which you can still see. When Barry went down, he actually made a color film of that trip. And so...
And the year, again, we're in the 40s.
1940.
Your camera isn't your 5-ounce cell phone.
No.
That will record probably 10 times more in minutes than all the reels that they're carrying that weighed... You talk about building your own boat. You probably had your separate boat just for the camera equipment.
Well, you know, and you have to think about, too, is, you know, how did they waterproof that? And it was, you know, they didn't have the high-tech, you know, materials that we have today to protect all that gear. So he made this movie, and, you know, fast forward, you know, a month or two or a year later. And so he started barnstorming the state, going around showing this video just because he was passionate about it. And he thought, wow, this is really cool. And so he'd go all over the place. He'd go to Wickenburg, and he'd go up to Williams, and he'd go down to Bisbee and essentially do a talk where he'd play this motion picture and talk about the river. And he had such great reception from people all over Arizona that's when the light bulb went off, that he thought, wow, maybe I could become a politician. And you know, he saw that. And, you know, if you look at the back of the magazine, you know, Romy, I mean, this guy is the Marlboro man, you know. So he's this handsome man, you know, he's Indiana Jones, right? And so very well received around the state. And that is actually what led him into politics. And he leapt up pretty quickly. I mean, he started out in city council, but he became a senator very quickly and ran for president. And then when he lost that bid for the election, he was out of office for a while, and then he ran again for Senate the next time that seat was open, and won that seat back and continued to serve the country and the citizens of Arizona for a long time.
And in December's edition of Arizona Highways, there's a quote that is in his biography section that talks about his statement after the loss of the election.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. He says, I've got heaven to come home to.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has.
Yes.
Talking about coming home to Arizona.
Yeah, you know, that's great that you noticed that, and there's a reason we pulled that quote out and highlighted it in that issue, because yeah, we thought the same thing. It really speaks volumes about how beautiful our state is. And right, if you're going to lose an election, you have to go back to another state, go back home, at least you get to come home to Arizona.
So where did he find time to take hundreds of thousands of pictures in all of this adventure and military career and politics? I mean, were these pictures at a very condensed time frame, or was he just somebody that carried his camera constantly and these 15,000 amassed over his long life? Just gradually,
you know, that's a good question, and a large percentage of the photos were taken in the 1930s and the 1940s, before he you know, really got into the politics. And he, you know, when you would listen to interviews with him or read in his books, that, you know, he did sort of not regretted being in Washington, but he didn't have the ability to go out and make photographs. One of his daughter Allison told me that he actually used the bathroom in his where he lived in Washington was his dark room for a while, but he quickly realized that that wasn't really a practical way to live. So he tried, and in this issue, you know, which I know we'll talk about a little bit, most of the photos in here are from Arizona, but you know, he went all over the world and made photographs, and he made photographs of all kinds of, you know, famous people that crossed his path along the way. So to your question, you know, Romy, he did run out of time a little bit, and there are stories about, you know, things that he wanted to go shoot, and he thought he'd get to it this year and then maybe next year, and sometimes it'd be 5 years later where he'd finally go back and photograph that arch that he saw in the Grand Canyon or whatever the case might have been. So, you know, being a senator, as you can imagine, and is a time-consuming, time-demanding profession. But he never put his camera down.
You read through the bio, and in just the magazine, you got 6 or 7 pages designated to it, but in just those few amount of pages, you realize this isn't somebody mm-hmm. that wasted his time.
No, he was, and he was passionate about things too, you know, whether family first and foremost. He was, you know, very much a family man, and that was the most important thing to him. And Arizona and all of its citizens were, you know, and his extended family and the nature too. And but he didn't do anything halfway. He was all in, that's for sure.
We're talking with Robert Steve, the editor of Arizona Highways. Their December edition is a very special edition. We'll talk about all the contents. If you haven't got your copy yet, they're on newsstands now at grocery stores.
Everywhere, right? Everywhere you can find a magazine, we're going to be there.